Welcome to Jam Session. I'm Juliette Littman.
I'm Amanda Dobbins.
Amanda, hello. How are you?
I'm great, Juliette. I'm very excited for our episode and for our very special expert guest.
Yeah, it's a very special episode. Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley, they appear to be engaged. And to discuss it, we are bringing in a ringer. We're bringing in our colleague, Nora Princiotti. She's on the NFL beat. She's going to join us to bring some pretty expert knowledge on Aaron Rodgers. So let's get into it.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to Jam Session, Nora Princiotti. Nora, how are you?
Juliette. Amanda. I'm doing very well. It is the Tuesday after the Super Bowl. I feel like I'm thriving. I feel like I've not been this well moisturized or with as much sleep or just not nursing a horrendous hangover on this day relative to when the Super Bowl is held in several years. So I'm taking the silver linings where I can get them, and I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm thrilled to be here.
It is a real testament to what a dud of a Super Bowl weekend it was that one of the biggest pieces of news, which we have gathered today to discuss, is that Aaron Rodgers announced at the NFL Honors Ceremony that he is engaged. And this came days after it came out that he was dating Shailene Woodley. Nora, where were you when this news came to light?
I was, and I don't mind saying this because I believe that was Saturday night, I was absolutely in bed. Like, I was full on, lights off, just like, I think it was maybe 11:15.
As was I.
The funny thing about that event, the NFL Honors event, is that it's usually kind of a dud. Like, you kind of know who's going to win. Half the people aren't there anyway. I used to always cover it because when I covered the Patriots for the Boston Globe, we would be at the Super Bowl and I was the youngest. So kind of the stuff that nobody wants to do because it's on Saturday night and nothing happens at that event would always fall to me. So I would go and I would have pre-written most of it and it would just, nothing would happen. It would be super boring. No one ever dropped a surprise engagement while I was there, Aaron. So I'm lying in bed and I get a text from a friend of mine who just goes, Aaron Rodgers is engaged. And I was like, what? This is so weird. And I logged onto Twitter and it was like, Aaron Rodgers said, what now? What are we doing? And the rest is history.
So, Nora, I want to talk a lot more about the timeline. I've been doing some personal research. I think we were all certainly a little surprised by the Saturday night, just surprise, I'm engaged, fiance, but no reveal of the name also.
Right. Also, this is very, for the uninitiated, this was very Aaron Rodgers, who he, manipulative has such a negative connotation, but he's very good at choosing his words carefully. And he's very good at manipulating narrative and reporters and getting a message across when he wants to get one across. And I think it's important that we set the scene here. Aaron Rodgers did not get up on stage and say, I'd like to share with you all that I am engaged to my wonderful fiance, Shailene. He just threw it in there. I played some of the best football of my career this year. I got engaged. My fiance has been so supportive. And then just walked off. He just let it be. He just let that lie there. And then everybody exploded. Now, obviously, there's probably some orchestration with the fact that we learned of this relationship only a few days prior. But like with everything Aaron Rodgers does, there is strategy. And there is the appearance of nonchalance when said nonchalance is not exactly there.
Yeah, I want to talk about orchestration and timeline because that's what I was going to ask you. This, the announcement and the way he announced it was like obviously a surprise. And as you noted, it came like 3 to 4 days after the first time that I, Amanda Dobbins, a person who doesn't really follow the NFL that closely, became aware that Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley may or may not be dating. Did you, as a person who does cover the NFL and possibly follows these people more closely, like have any idea? Or was it really just like leak the rumors that they're dating and 4 days later, surprise, we're engaged?
I had no clue. I'd heard nothing of this.
Was there any discussion of Aaron Rodgers' personal life this season? And I asked that, obviously, because we want to know his personal life. But moreover, he had such a good season. He was discussed a lot. Like, a lot of Aaron Rodgers talk. Also, like, Aaron Rodgers being insulted by the Packers drafting a quarterback last year. Just, like, a lot of, like, Aaron Rodgers psychoanalysis, I feel like, was happening. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I just feel like there was a higher amount of Aaron Rodgers chatter than usual. Anything about a fiance or a girlfriend at all?
So not at all. And you're spot on that he was absolutely in the water stream a lot. But he'd been dating Danica Patrick until July of last year. And I think because everything's locked down, there's kind of an assumption, or at least it's easy to make an assumption, that if you break up relatively recently, if you broke up relatively recently, when would you have found someone else necessarily? And there was so much going on and they had so many restrictions in what they could do or who they could see that I guess it just didn't come up. Like, it wouldn't have seemed odd if he hadn't been dating anyone. So I heard nothing, no speculation. I will say that, so he had a great year performance-wise, football-wise, won the MVP. That's why this came up. He also had, I'm trying to think of the right word for Aaron Rodgers' vibes this year, because the vibes were strong. They were kind of cosmic. He spent a lot of the season talking about, he talked about his teammate's signs at a press conference.
Jacques. That's an indicator right there.
It's a real, so everything I'm doing right now is in hindsight, but yeah. Aaron Rodgers' press conferences this year were a trip, like a trip and a half. And I can absolutely see, because he wanted to talk about, like, the meaning of life and what's important and what motivates people and what drives him and all of this stuff. And it absolutely, again, completely in hindsight, feels like the outward expression of maybe conversations you're having with a new person in your life when you're spending time in Wisconsin together. And I do believe it has been reported she spent a fair amount of time in Wisconsin with him, which, by the way, that's love.
I want to just note, I don't think it's been reported. I think that's from Des Moines. I'm pretty sure that information.
I think it was in E! News too, yes, but I don't know if that really qualifies.
But that's a good point, because it does seem like its sources spoke to people in E! News and are confirming, like, certain details, but could they be the same sources that, like, softened the ground on Des Moines? Who can really tell? Do you want to ask about the spending time in Wisconsin? And I just want to speak a little bit about timeline and logistics and the how here. And I want to, Nora, use your familiarity both with these people and the gossip landscape, but also just, like, how star quarterbacks in the NFL manage their time during a season, and any season, but particularly a COVID season. So you mentioned we had the breakup with Danica Patrick in July.
That we learned about it in July, right?
We learned about it in July. Who can say? Obviously, COVID, you know, people are going to break up on their own timeline. And I don't really think the, like, overlapping relationship aspect of this is what's interesting to me in this narrative. So I'm just going to take it as, like, July. All right.
Okay.
Then when does training season start, Nora?
Late July.
Okay. And then the Packers made it to the playoffs for sure, because I had to watch some of those games because of other people in my home. So that takes us to, like, what month?
Late January, yeah. NFC Championship game.
Okay. So just, like, what was Aaron Rodgers' day like during those 6 months, which are, like, the entire reported relationship with Shailene Woodley?
Yeah, so here's the deal. Football players actually have a ton of time.
Really? Even
they work insanely hard, but it is the nature of the sport that it is so physically intense. You can't do that all day. It would be horrible for you. Your body would break down.
You can't bang into people and bang your head against things all day, every day.
Yeah, guys, I don't think that he's just, like, running, like, past whatever's, I don't know the terminology, for, like, 14 hours a day, but, like, he's busy.
He's totally busy. But think about the particulars of this season are important too, okay? Because one, just because of the nature of the sport, and also because of the collective bargaining agreement, which has limitations on practice time, they can only do that for a few hours a day. Then let's add in another couple of hours for training. He goes and gets a massage. He does
you can do whatever. That as a couple.
stretching, what he needs to do, blah, blah, blah,
okay.
blah, blah.
Okay.
The way that a lot of...
What about watching tape?
He's got to watch tape. They can do that on iPads, though. They can okay. do that on iPads.
Think you mean you a Microsoft Surface.
Oh, yes, I do mean a Microsoft Surface. Excuse me. I'm very sorry, Commissioner Goodell.
Also,
for offending the shield.
Don't forget about the athlete nap. A huge part of being a professional athlete is napping every single day.
And right, so he takes a nap.
Don't forget about the State Farm commercials with Drake.
He has to do State Farm commercials with Drake and Jake from State Farm. I promise you that leaves him with a certain amount of time on his hands, particularly in a year when the normal like hanging around in the locker room and also all of the outside appearances and stuff like that that falls to quarterbacks pretty heavily. None of that was happening.
Okay.
So, plus, I imagine she's pretty busy too.
Sure.
All that is left is like time to snuggle in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that is a great segue into looking at the Shailene Woodley aspect of this, because it has been like reported, I'm using air quotes, with sources that she like spent all fall in Green Bay and really embraced his life of, you know, watching tape on his Microsoft thing and like athlete naps and snuggling in Wisconsin. You know, they did it together. So Shailene Woodley is like is definitely still an actress. And to my knowledge, they are not filming a lot of stuff in Green Bay or weren't this fall. And so it's just a real 0 to 60 in August to suddenly be like, cool, now I just live in this house in Green Bay and quarantining. Though I guess we all are just, you know, everybody who is in lockdown is just living in houses. But I guess I would love to know how they met. And like, I'm asking this like you guys have the answers, but does anyone have any theories of how they get set up and how she suddenly finds herself just like in Wisconsin in September?
So I have a theory on the second part.
Yes.
Not. Yeah. I have no idea how they met and would love to know. I imagine it's some sort of famous person connection.
I bet they met in LA in like the spring in like some kind of secret celebrity COVID, like hidden, like a speakeasy event. Seriously. Aaron Rodgers lives in LA during the offseason.
Totally.
And they're, I think, both sort of like idiosyncratic people, to be kind. And, you know, I think there was just like a lot of celebrity events in Los Angeles that were hidden from public view when everyone had nothing to do. And like there was no production. There was no sports. So it was unclear if like the NFL season was ever going to happen. And like in April and May, they both probably just like were at something. I do think that there's some murkiness around the timeline because they're trying to not make it seem like there was anything untoward as it may relate to Danica Patrick.
Well, and maybe even to your point, as it might relate to Danica Patrick, or maybe it's also, maybe they don't want to say where they met.
Yeah.
Because maybe they don't want to say we met in a celebrity COVID den.
Okay. Great point.
To choose some words. My theory about the second part of that is she did a Q&A with the New York Times like a while ago that I was looking at the other day because all of a sudden this was consuming me. Sure. And she described being a very introverted person. And at one point in her life, and there was not a lot of clarity or follow-up in terms of why this happened or when it happened or whatever, she went and lived in a cabin in the woods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So all of that to me says Wisconsin for a while with Aaron Rodgers. By the way, I love that we've just switched gears to calling it Wisconsin because Green Bay is something that I say a lot. I like switching gears and just being like, she's in Wisconsin.
On Jam Sessions, Wisconsin. Save Green Bay for the Ringer NFL show.
Yeah. That's our well, unique I style think book.
Also for me, Wisconsin in this context has very heavy Bon Iver vibes. And I can just like imagine them in their house in Green Bay, Wisconsin, listening to Bon Iver. And like, you know, Shailene Woodley once famously said she likes to use Beats as lip gloss. And like, I just feel like that really fits the vibe.
Both of them have Bon Iver vibes.
Yeah, right. For sure.
And when you say Green Bay, and I say this with a lot of respect for Green Bay and the Packers, I do think Cheesehead. And, you know, and so like if you say that they're in Green Bay, I'm just imagining like Shailene Woodley like running around wearing like an actual Cheesehead. And maybe she did. And that would be great. Like release those photos. But you know, Wisconsin just like suggests a fuller life. Can you just, that'd be so great. What if they like just announced on Instagram in matching cheeseheads that they were engaged? I would die.
It'd be really funny. I'd like
this
it.
Is an I hope they listen to this.
But Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's kind of got like animosity and disdain for, I think, his family for sure, as revealed through The Bachelor, Bachelorette, excuse me. And also like the media, right? Like he's just sort of, I feel like his default disposition is disdainful. Like, what's he like with the fans?
I think he's good. I mean, he can, yes, I think that is his default position. But one, he is an incredible football player. So if you are a fan of his, if you root for the Green Bay Packers, it's kind of like there's nothing he could possibly do. And I do think that when he chooses to reciprocate, it's really good. Like, wow. when he wants to be giving in a press conference, when in whatever appearance, State Farm commercial, relationship, maybe, I don't know. He's fantastic. He is an incredible quote. He's charismatic. He's a thoughtful guy. But yes, it does seem like he very much picks and chooses the moments in which he's willing to do that. That is not a statement about him as a fiance or a boyfriend, but it is one about Aaron Rodgers' public personality.
Listen, it is interesting. I do think we are all trained because of just the world and maybe because we're like cynics, but you get a sudden like information that there was no indication of before. And perhaps it's tied to certain major events like a Super Bowl and or the Oscar bait drama, The Mauritanian, which let me just say, I don't recommend to you guys. But I definitely thought, I was like, huh, this all seems timed in order to get some press at a time when these two people who typically like have a somewhat uncomfortable relationship to press, or not uncomfortable, but managed to borrow from Nora, are looking for press in a certain way. And I think just a little bit because of how it came together, I was like, huh, I wonder if that's what's going on here. And then was immediately proven like incredibly wrong. And that's sort of the timeline of it is fascinating to me. And I guess also the choice to reveal it, albeit in like a weird, was he in a room or was he on Zoom?
He was on Zoom, yeah.
Let's just like not underestimate the part of just being like, I'm engaged on Zoom during an award ceremony at like Saturday night at 11 o'clock.
Well, there's a distinction here that I think, and I'm making some leaps and bounds in terms of my understanding of Shailene Woodley as a person, mm-hmm. And as a public person here, because mm-hmm. I don't have a super full understanding of that. At least in Aaron's case, I don't think that he's uncomfortable in the media or in public. The management, I think, is just, he can actually be very, he's very confident in a weird way. Like he'll just say what he wants.
I think
say.
To be one of the best quarterbacks of all time, you have to be extremely confident.
Yeah, but there's weird.
Sure.
People are weird. His one thing that's always struck me, actually both about Aaron Rodgers and about Tom Brady, is that I think some of their, when they get bristly, when they have to talk to people, sometimes I think it's because both of them kind of feel like they have to, or at least they're being pushed into fitting into this like all-American Mr. Quarterback box.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them would actually sort of like to talk about interior design in the Met Gala and like Eastern religions and what they do in LA. And that doesn't play as well
sure.
for like a star quarterback. But I think that's actually has more in common with the life that they would want to choose for themselves and live.
Good for them.
Yeah, I totally support it. I think it's frankly way more interesting. But so Aaron's thing always feels to me like, when does he let that out and when does he keep it in? But right. when he chooses to let it out, I never sense any sort of discomfort in that. He will just like put it out there. Her vibe seems much more like, I have to be a public facing person because of my job. And I don't really, it doesn't come naturally.
I think that's actually like, that reminds me of some of the points that were made in the Times Framing Britney special that came out a couple of days ago, where like, just, you know, Shailene Woodley is a teen star who's now an adult. And I think the pressure on teen female stars is like so immense that there's no way you get out of that just being like completely comfortable with your relationship with the media, I think. I mean, maybe that's too sweeping a generalization, but that has to be really hard.
Yeah. And I also don't mean to suggest that management of this is a negative thing and in most cases, right? It's really important because of what Juliet was speaking to, this an idea that it can be really consuming and, you know, it's weird. Celebrity is really weird. And so you have to kind of like pick and choose your spots and pick who you want to be and pick how much you want to share. I think I was just, I think we were all a little surprised at how much they decided to share so quickly because it's not in keeping with either of them. And also we didn't have any other indication, right? Like normally when you are like following a celebrity couple, which I understand is a completely inane sentence and raises its own sort of like ethical issues, but it's like how we spend our time. I don't know what to tell you, but you have some hints, you know, and it goes like, and you're just kind of on the, you know, journey from afar with them and no one had any hints here. And so we were all like, huh, okay. I do also just want to say 6 months, pretty quick.
Super quick.
Pretty quick.
Amanda, I have a question for you that you touched on. Will Shailene Woodley be nominated for any awards?
No, she has a supporting role in The Mauritanian. It's a pretty thankless role, TBH, in like an interesting movie that I don't, that will might get some actor nods, but won't be in any of the major categories.
Gotcha.
You know.
Because I was just wondering if this was like a award season preemptive move so that they could like talk about each other and like be seen together or something like that.
I mean, I think probably to the extent that there will be a circuit, which is another like TBD question, she'll probably be on it. Like that, like she would be at the Golden Globes table, except that there's not going to be a Golden Globes table as I understand it.
Right.
So I think there's something there probably, but also I don't know. Maybe they, you know, I think also we were all so like, huh, is this really happening? That maybe they just wanted to be like, yeah, we're in love. I don't know.
I think we also have to ask, is she pregnant?
Oh.
Well.
We'll find out. If so, we'd find out. Chorus. I don't know.
If she is, that's wonderful. And if she's not, also, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Right. Trying to understand the timeline. Sure. You know, I haven't seen Shailene Woodley, so I really hope this is not being construed as like body shaming in any way. But, you know, you just got to ask. These are the questions with a sudden engagement.
Here's one possibility. If they're going to go to LA for the off season, they're much more likely to be spotted together than they are in Wisconsin. So maybe they wanted to get out in front of it.
I mean, I think that's smart. And to your point about, managing it, which again, why is there, it's not negative when we say it. It's just like making decisions and trying to have some control over your story, but that would line up with it. I still think just like the Zoom surprise 11 p.m. on a Saturday night aspect of this is just.
So when I was making that point about Aaron and Tom Brady, I didn't fully land that plane with what I meant by that. I can, because of his selective willingness to just like throw stuff out there and come what may, I can kind of see him doing this or planning to do it or wanting to do it or whatever. And her feeling like, or her people or whatever, like, okay, I'm still a working actor and this is a big thing and we need to do a little bit of scaffolding here, buddy. Like you can't just go say stuff. Because I think he kind of could and would, and that would probably put her in a harder position than it would put him. So maybe she just felt like, okay, fine, you can go do it. But like, we need to just, let's at least tell people that we're dating first and then it won't be so weird. And then you don't have to mention me and people will know who it is and whatever. But I can see him doing it. I think the management is more important to her because I think people are just tougher on actors in that way than they are on sports celebrities.
And especially, you know, young female actors.
Right.
Yeah. Here's just one more question I have. I just keep going back on the timelines and the how, which, I want to understand how it's working. And that's the
nosiest
part of me. For
everyone listening, Amanda is like furrowing her brow and
holding a pen.
It's true. I'm sorry. Well, just, you know, and I ask this with the understanding, and it's something we talk about a lot, celebrity relationships are like really different from normal relationships because of people's commitments and logistical issues and just where people are and how they relate to the world and to each other, both emotionally, but just like physically, very different. But Do we, like, was she just really in Wisconsin the whole time? Don't we think that she would have been noticed? Like, are the people of Green Bay that protective of Aaron Rodgers that it just, like, didn't go, it went under the radar? I'm just trying to understand.
Mask and a hat.
I guess that's true.
For real. I think it could totally, like, they could totally pull it off.
And they're probably not, like, clubbing in November in, you know, Wisconsin and COVID, I hope.
No. I don't think they are.
Okay. All right. Listen, congratulations to them. We didn't say that. Two people finding each other in this crazy world in a crazy year. And why not?
Congrats to them.
We love it. Aaron, I really can attest.
I do
Aaron
like this,
seems like
by
he
the
was
way.
In a very interesting and kind of fun place this season.
I like it. I think it's great. It's super weird and random, and it's exciting. I also just curious. What's everyone's favorite Shailene Woodley piece of media? Just like in general. I'm pleased to say that mine is definitely The Fault in Our Stars. I mean, I've watched that movie about 20 times.
But really important
also,
one.
Also, love The Descendants. Love.
Ooh. George Clooney.
I have a special place in my heart for the first season of Big Little Lies, which I really enjoyed, even though, she doesn't have to get... She has the toughest role in that season. And then there is the famous Into the Gloss interview about eating clay.
That's the Beats,
and such,
yeah. That's,
you know,
the Beats one, which, I think, right?
Right. And Beats. And it speaks to a lot of what Nora was alluding to and Aaron Rodgers' like newfound sense of the possibilities of the natural world. And they just are exploring that together. I think that's great.
By the way, she's kind of an activist. Like, if she just fully radicalizes Aaron Rodgers, I'm so here for it. Like, that'll be so fun. It also might be good for the world, but it would also be very fun. My answer is probably also The Fault in Our Stars.
I mean, of course, Spectacular Now. That was a thrilling movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
She's got some hits, guys.
She kind of has like a solid.
Yes,
she's got a
she
solid,
does.
Solid IMDb.
She also really elevated Ansel Elgort, who objectively sucks. And she made him so much more likable. Wow. That's a great movie.
She also, one thing I didn't know about her until yesterday. This is not entirely out of character for her in terms of dating an athlete, because her previous boyfriend was a rugby player who I will just say, really good looking man. Just a really, really, really good looking man.
What was his nationality?
He's Australian.
That's what I was gonna guess. That's awesome.
But had some connection to Fiji. Like, just, I would Google this man.
Okay. I will.
Okay. I'll stop there.
I don't know. Rodgers family drama is like some of the best drama we've got in this life. So whatever this is, I'm for it. I'm looking forward to Jordan and Luke weighing in and not being invited to the wedding. I mean, should there be one? Who knows? It's just great. I just hope this spins out into many more storylines.
Congratulations,
I hope they go full
to them.
Cabin. Like they
cabin
can elope
the woods,
and they can live
the
in
horror
a cabin.
Story. Yeah, sounds great. All right, Nora, while we have you, let's move on to some hot Architectural Digest news. Amanda, you just want to take it away?
Thank you so much. Just a really big day for me and for lovers of Real Estate Corner and tennis and renovations. Serena Williams on the cover of Architectural Digest. Just, I've been waiting for it. She's on the cover. There's also a video, which I would love to parse. It's a very sweet story because the renovation of this home in Florida was, it's a Serena's home, but it was done with Venus Williams's design firm. And so Serena and Venus are both interviewed, and Serena talks a lot about the touches that like Venus and her team helped accommodate. And I love it for them. And it's really sweet. And it's nice to have them back in my life. I also have to say, it's a very modern home. And if you read the Architectural Digest piece, you'll learn that when she purchased the home, it was a Spanish Revival style home, and now looks like a modern home. So they like kind of glide over that. It's a real yada yada of the renovation process for like a completely new style. But whatever. If Serena is happy, I am happy. And I am not like a huge. I wouldn't choose to live in a giant modernist home. But that said, I think they did a pretty great job. Like I think it makes sense for her. She seems to really understand it. I think it looks really good. And there is a trophy room, which we have to talk about because this, and she gives a tour of the trophy room. And it's just a really special 2 minutes in which she can't keep all of her trophies from Grand Slam straight. And she doesn't know which one is which and whether she has all of them. And no one else will ever be able to achieve that. You know, it's something to aspire to, even if we can never reach it. I am really proud of her once again.
Yeah. Serena Williams picking up a trophy and muttering something like, "Oh, we don't normally keep second place."
Incredible.
Is just that's the energy that I want for all of 2021.
It's incredible. At one point, she picks up a Roland Garros trophy and she's like, "I don't have that many of these, only three." And then she does like 3 minutes on like the evolution of design of the Wimbledon trophies, that they used to be small and then over time they handed out a larger one. God bless.
I also noticed that the house is like fairly accessible. I really enjoy that she uses like Benjamin Moore paint and some West Elm furniture and like really kind of like elevate some of that stuff. And I'm just like, wow, those people are lucky to be her brands. But that's actually pretty rare in Architectural Digest. So shout out to Venus as her firm. And I really liked that, like, this whole Serena experience was the epitome of high and low. I mean, it's just the highest of highs to be like, this is my trophy room and I can't keep track of them. And then also I'm using Benjamin Moore paint, which you could probably afford. I really enjoyed that.
The fastest way to my heart for a celebrity is to just not use Pharaoh and Ball. Like, just so true. Don't do it. Like, really?
Yeah.
Aspirational paint.
I know.
Like, you've got to be kidding me. I know that was the first thing that I noticed too. And I just was like, a celebrity AD spread where they're not using like designer paint colors.
It's really good. Also, on the accessibility tip, they show her office, which, you know, it both has like giant magazine covers of all the times that Serena Williams has been on magazine covers, but otherwise is just like a really normal office. It's not that big. She clearly didn't really clean it up for Architectural Digest, and it just kind of looks like a home office. Like, the ring lights there, it just looks normal. And I appreciated it. I was like, maybe I can't have a trophy room, but I could possibly have this office if
I could definitely
really
have
hard.
Her paint. It was a lovely blue shade that I think we are all referring to.
Yes.
It's called River Blue, and it looked lovely. And the furniture in the room was from West Elm. This is something that we literally could aspire to. And we can't have anything else from Serena Williams' life because she is better than all of us and truly one of one and completely singular. But we could have a room that looks just like hers. Guys, I have a question. Mm-hmm. I saw another story in Architectural Digest saying that she had bought Yadier Molina's property in Florida with plans to demolish it and basically, you know, bought it as a teardown. That was $8 million. Most people don't consider that a teardown unless they're on $1 million listing LA. Is she trying to sell this house? And are she and Venus really high-end house flippers?
Wow. Fascinating question. I would
love that. I'm not even taking that as a question, just as like a hope.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the standard AD theory, right? Is that the homes do get listed. Though immediately after being featured and there's like a record of that, I do wonder whether in quarantine that's the same or whether people, you know, whether it's worth it to have someone in your home just to then sell it again.
I bet it is because the real estate market's so hot in most places right now. It's like insane.
They could also be flipping the property that you just bought.
Right. Maybe it's just both. Maybe it's just like what they do. They're like done with this one, on to the next. Because she does train in Florida, but like if you follow Alexis or Serena, they clearly travel a ton. And I wonder like where they're filing their taxes. Like, what's their home state? I mean, probably Florida because there's no
probably Florida.
Tax. Yeah. but I'm curious about their proof of time spent in each state. Anyway, congrats to Serena. She's better than all of us once again.
Well, just one thing on if they were to sell, I mean, I'm sure if people were interested in buying it, they could provide them with more photos and a visit and documentation of this. For a magazine spread, one thing that I thought was interesting about it was they don't show a lot of like bedroom, kitchen, bathroom, which tends to be like that's what I'm interested in seeing.
Also, and so it's part pricey of me was to like, renovate.
Right. I would like to see this, Serena, please. But it also did make me feel like she is just so different and such a singular human, because everything that she seemed really excited about showcasing was connected to an activity. Whereas when I think about houses, I'm like, oh, this is where I sit covered in blankets and do nothing. But she was like, this is where we do karaoke, and this is all the art, and this is, I wanted my daughter to play this piano, and like everything is connected with an activity. And I was like, you are very special and magnificent and amazing. I will never be like you. I would like to see where I can take a shower and take a nap, but I'm happy for you.
Yeah. And she does even say in the video that like Olympia, her daughter, is eating in the kitchen, and so they won't be doing the kitchen video. But there's a real delineation between this is the house that we live in and this is like the literal art gallery, which, by the way, fantastic art gallery. Amazing. Yeah. Being like, I don't use a formal dining room, so I just turned it into an art gallery because I like art. Great.
It's awesome. Yeah. That's true. That is like seriously awesome. I'm inspired by that. That's really cool. Serena Williams, she fucking crushed it. Nora, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your expertise, and we'll be following the story. Should there be further Aaron Rodgers, Shailene Woodley news, we hope you'll return.
Thank you, Nora.
Shout out Wisconsin. This has been just absolutely a treat.